Blog Talk Radio.
Knowledge Radio. That's right. We're back on the air. What's up, Rashad?
What's going on?
What's going
on? What is going on? Ain't nothing shaking but the leaves and the trees.
Yes, we're going to do this. We're going to do this today. Yeah, I had to start some mess. Y'all play too much. We're going to talk about mind games, playing games, the games we play with our relationships. You know, why do we do it? What's the point? You know, how does it affect us? How does it affect our ability to communicate with one another? You know, why do we play games in the first place? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about some mind games. I'm really not trying to get psychological with the whole situation. It's basically the healing process, the communication process. What does it do? How does it break down communication? You know, how does it affect us going into other relationships? We're going to talk about that tonight, mind games. And, you know, you play too much. You play too much, Rashad.
They show what I have playing. Like I said, you play too much. Because one thing, if you can look through my phone, but I can't look through yours, you play too much.
Okay, so you play too much.
If you live with your mama, but I'm supposed to have my shit together, you play too much.
See, You play. Oh my goodness, we're gonna step on some toes. We're gonna bust everybody. See, everybody likes to see y'all busting everybody's game out the same right. But you know, if you feel like you have never run games, you're like, look, I ain't running game on nobody. She ain't talking to me. Don't be so quick to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we've all been there. We've all participated in, been a part of, or contributed to. We've executed some form of, or have been in some way manipulated. Now we're going to have fun with the show. It's it's Sunday, it's Super Bowl Sunday. The Super Bowl's going on. From what I understand right now, it's somewhere in the midst of halftime. So in honor of the Super Bowl today, we're going to talk about playing games a little bit. But we also, of course, Crown Knowledge is about healing. So we always bring it back to healing. We always bring it back to that point where Black men and Black women in particular can get back to that point of love for one another. But we have to get through the wounds and the hurt and the games. We have to get through the game plan. I don't even know if there's a time or a place for it. If you've grown and, you've taken care of yourself and you of a certain age, you shouldn't have to lie about what you really, really want out of life. You shouldn't have to manipulate other people to get what you want. You shouldn't have to go there. So, that's primarily what the show is about, but we're also going to give that healing aspect of what, playing games and playing mind games and manipulation and that kind of thing does to the communication between Black men and Black women. So we got to get through the mess to get to the heart of what's really going on. You can call it what you like. You can call it the art of persuasion. That sounds cute. You can call it coaxing. Diddy and Get Him to the Greek said mind fucking. You can... whatever you want to, and not just convincing someone to see a situation your way, but to actually get them to act upon it in your favor, where the outcome is favorable to you. Is that fair? If you're playing games, or you're the one with game being played on you, how does that make you feel? So we're going to talk about that, Rashad. And let me just say this, too, on that same point. My view is, and my understanding is, the biggest and the cruelest, most criminal act of manipulation and mind games, the biggest criminal act of mind game that I can think of, is that which has been leveled against Black people. How about that?
Mm. Mm.
So think about it. And you think, well,
we're going to need a 10-hour spot for that one.
Yeah, we're going to need it. Now, like I said, we're not going to get into the psychological ramifications. We're not going to get into the religious aspect, because if Rashad and I go down that road, he's right. That's a whole another show. Like I said, I have friends and partners on Blog Talk that go into the conspiracy side of things. They go into the theory side of things. They even go deeper into the religious side of things. And yes, people, that rabbit hole is deep. So if we open up the rabbit hole, we're going to lose you in this show. We don't want to lose you in this show. We just want to get to the aspects of, we know what happened on the back end. We know that throughout history there's been some type of wound that causes us to react or behave in the way that we do currently. And so we want to speed things up present day, and we want to help you in what you're doing now. Women are quick to say, I want a real man. Men, you're quick to say, I want a good woman. I want a real woman. I want a woman that, that knows how to treat a man. Ladies, we say the same thing on both sides.
But everybody doing the opposite, though.
Exactly. don't be so quick to say, I'm not being manipulated. Marketing and advertisers, let's just, just for example, just before we get into the meat of all of this, it's a billion, probably trillion-dollar industry. Why? Because they've learned the art of manipulation. They've learned the art of persuading you to buy whatever they want you to buy, wear whatever they want you to wear, eat whatever they want you to eat, live wherever they want you to live, drive what they want you to drive. It's an art form. It's a technique that is, they spend billions of dollars, multi-million dollar corporations and companies spend millions and millions of dollars on psychologists to teach them how to manipulate people. If they can manipulate people, yep. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Now, I'm saying that it's funny you say that because the Super Bowl is going on now, and you wonder why they pay out $1 million for them spots during halftime and for those commercials and stuff, right?
Absolutely.
They want you to buy their product or their service.
Right.
It's funny you say that. I mean, the Super Bowl is going on right now, and that's why it's so expensive to have any commercial playing during the Super Bowl.
And you don't even realize what's going through your mind when, you know, and a lot of people do. They say, well, I get it. It's a commercial. This is what they're paying for. They want us to buy our product. But look at the way that they do it. And I know a lot of the commercials, I haven't seen any of the Super Bowl spots as of yet, and again, you know, this is Jordana Raffia, and I don't watch a lot of television. So, but you know, you don't realize what's happening to you when you are watching those commercials, and you say, "Well, I get it. You know, they want us to buy their product. They, you know, they want us." And you may walk away and not even realize that what you have taken in the television has somehow altered your train of thought. You might not be thirsty, but after you look at that beer commercial, all of a sudden you need a 12-pack. And you don't know why.
Exactly.
So we're not drifting off, but we're just giving you, you know, we're giving you a little backdrop just to let you know, yeah, we're going to have fun with this topic tonight. We have a little bit over an hour and a half in the show. Rashada gave us a little bit more time so we can at least get into the topic. And like you said, it may be a part two to this because we really didn't want to go too far, but we wanted to really get into it enough where people can understand, okay, what is really going on and why do we do the things that we do when we first meet. Another point that I want to make right here in the beginning before we take a little break is manipulating using sex and sexual energy, and that's probably primarily what we're going to be talking about here on the show tonight because that's what happens when men and women meet, and if you're together enough, long enough in a situation, something's going to happen. So how that something happens, is it favorable to you or is it favorable to the other person? Is there ever a win-win situation? I'm sure there is. But how does the situation turn out for you? And do you feel like you've been manipulated? That's interesting too, because I can feel when I'm being set up. That's probably why I stay out of relationships quite often. But I can feel a setup coming. And again, when I said, when is it ever okay to do that? But there's a reason why advertisers use sex and sexual energy to sell things. Sex is probably one of the, if not the, I believe it's the most powerful energy on the planet. Sex sells everything.
Yeah.
So when you are sexually motivated, you're in that position and that area with someone sexually, and you start talking about relationship and you start talking about what you want, what's on that person's agenda? And you stop and think about it. So, Rashad, you still with me?
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
Uh-huh.
I feel you on that one. Yeah, because, man, it's crazy because one thing that I hear a lot of women talk about.
Trying to come back. That was me. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Like one thing I hear a lot of women talk about, they say that, for instance, they say they met a guy and, you know, he was cool or whatever, you know, and everything, you know, we hung out and we went out and had a good time and blah, 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 and he turns out to be like pretty much nothing. So I thought to myself, well, it has to be something that all these women have in common that they're either portraying or telling these guys. So I asked myself, when you first meet these guys, what do you do? She's like, you know, I tell them I like a guy who does this, that, and the third. I said, okay, that's where you mess up at. If you tell somebody what you're looking for, they're going to play their role to get what they want. And when they get what they want, they out the door.
Wow, that's interesting, because that actually takes us to our first game of the topic tonight, the thrill of the chase. But we're going to take a little break, and we're going to get back to that. So that's perfect. That's interesting. That's very interesting. So yeah, and you're right. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Yeah, the thrill of the chase, fellas, you know, once the chase is over, then what? Once you've conquered, then what? We're going to talk about it. As soon as we come back, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come right back right after this. Okay, and we are back. I am Donna Raffia, and you are live on Crown Knowledge Radio. I am your host, Donna Raffia, and I'm on the air with my co-host, Rashad, and we are talking about mind games. You play too much. And before we get back to the topic where we left off, Rashad, let me just do the call-in number real quick. If you are, of course, coming into the chat room, first of all, let me do that. You can log into www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio. The call-in number is 646-652-2178. Come on in and chat with us. And I know everybody's probably watching the game right now, so this show will be archived, so don't forget to go in and archive the show if you can't listen to it all, or if you get to us later on, download the show and listen. You don't want to hear the healing message, because I'm going to give a healing message that might be a little shocking towards the end of this show, but I think it needs to be said, so I want to get that out there. Also, I want to let everyone know that there is a very, very interesting question in the chat room. If you missed it, you just missed it. Like I said, these questions, I'm not going to say them on the air. They will only be in the chat room. That's kind of fun, but it's a little edgy, it's a little racy, it's a little raunchy. I want you to go over in the chat room and let me know what you think. What's your thoughts on that? And a lot of questions like that are going to be in next Sunday's show for Valentine's Day, Enter the Love Zone. And just as a reminder, Enter the Love Zone is rated XXXX for mature audiences only. So with that out of the way, Rashad, let's get back to that beautiful intro you just gave for the thrill of the chase. That's perfect, because I often wonder, about that, that, you know, and that's something that I do. I keep a lot of stuff in reserve when I'm meeting someone. I'm suspect of a guy that doesn't ask me enough about myself. If it's all about him in the beginning, then I'm, you know, I'm cordial. I'll answer the questions, you know, I'll ask him things about himself. But if it's all about him, I get a little suspect about that. But the thrill of the chase, you know, if it's over, you know, once he's conquered, once he's caught you ladies, then what? I mean, what happens? And what's going through the man's mind at that point? If you could speak about that, Rochelle.
The whole chase thing, I mean, me personally, I mean, I'm the type of person that, you know, I've always been different. So my thing is, it's really not to me like a chase. Okay, for instance, because I hear this from both sides, so men and women. You know, they meet somebody, right? And they say, well, I'm really digging this person, but they don't call me or make an effort to come see me or something like that. My thought is like, well, they're not really into you, because I'm like, well, no matter what you like, no matter how busy you are, you make an effort to do what you want to do or to see or to talk to who you want to see or talk to, right?
If it's that important to you, that's correct.
Exactly. So if yeah. I really like, no matter what it can be hanging out, having a few drinks, or smoking the blood or whatever. If I like doing it, no matter how busy I am, I'm going to make an effort to do it. So you mean to tell me that this so-called person you're chasing after is not feeling the same way? Well, they don't feel the same way about you. That's how I feel personally, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not – like I said, look, I ain't going to switch you. I'm going to let you. Because, you know, I'm up front. I'm telling you I really like you or I like something about you. I'm making a conscious effort to call you or to try to see you, but you blowing me off. Like, well, I'm just like, you know what? I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to chase you. Like I said, I ain't going to switch you. I'm going to let you.
Right.
So that's my whole thing on that whole subject right there. Because, I mean, just like I said, if it's something that you like to do, especially if it's a person that you really want to get to know, you're going to make time to talk to that person.
Right.
Just that simple to me.
That's true. And I agree with you. I feel the same way. If it's that important to you to be with that person, and let me maybe be clear about this. How do I put this? Okay, men, fellas, brothers, every woman that you meet does not want to fuck you. I was going to put it a different way, but I guess I'll just put it like that. Every woman that you meet, every female that you meet, whether it's in a club, whether it's, you know, at an event, you know, you could be at a barbecue, you could be a church, you could be wherever you are, and you meet a female and you may be getting a vibe from her. You know, she may even look at you and smile. She may even say something nice to you. You might even get a compliment from her. And I'm going to even go a step further. It doesn't matter how she's dressed. She could be dressed in her freakum dress. You know, she might have her come fuck me clothes on, but every woman that you meet does not want to fuck you. And I really want to get deeper, but let me just say this. There is something else going on there, because women want your attention. That's the first thing. It's obvious. Women want your attention. And a lot of women, whether it's negative or positive, they'll take it.
Yep.
So do you understand what I'm saying? So if she shows up with her freakum dress on, she wants some attention, and she doesn't care how she gets it, whether it's negative or positive. Attention is attention. I think that's why the term, you know, hater, you know, hater aid, haterism, and all of that is blown up, because people feel like, okay, well, if you're hating on me, that's positive energy for me. But, you know, you better be doing some alchemy and know how to work that negative energy and turn it positive. So, and I can feel that. I can feel, you know, the more people hate on you, that's motivating. So, but in the sense of relationship and going back to, you know, the game plan and the mind games that we're talking about, if you're giving that woman attention in any kind of way, at least she feels that for that moment, that second, for however long that you're paying attention to her, she's got it. So now she's got to do something with it. And that's where most women, the average woman, I should say, falls off. Because once she gets your attention, she really doesn't know what to do with it. And that's where Crown Knowledge comes in. And when I say Crown Knowledge in that sense, yes, I do mean the show. Yes, I do mean myself and Rashad, but I also mean your own crown. You have to be spiritually in tune with yourself. Can I? Yeah. Yeah. You have to be spiritually in tune with yourself to understand what it is, first of all, that you want from this man. Because if you want the negative attention, guess what? You're going to get it. You're going to get it from the men and the women. You're going to get it from the men and the women. So, you know,
It's funny you say that about the whole attention thing, because that was one of my things when I was, like, in high school and college. Because, you know, I mean, I always was strategic no matter what I did. So I always used to get girls that have a crush on me or like me for this one simple thing. They was, you know, pretty and all. They, you know, had a nice body. And they got the kind of attention all the time from guys. You know, guys like, oh, you so sexy, blah, this and blah, that. Just be in their face all day, right? So, you know, me, naturally, I'm just a cool dude. You know, I treat them like a person. Like, I look totally past that. And I wouldn't even really pay them any attention. And that makes them think like, well, damn, I mean, the rest of these dudes out here just all over me. But this cool dude, I mean, what's his deal? I mean, so I kind of make it seem like they kind of start pursuing me a little bit, like, well, what's up with you? You ain't in my face all the time, so you got to be on something different. So that's pretty much how I did it. So now I know I'm breaking the player code, but you know what? Fuck it. Fuck the player code.
Well, you know what?
It is what it is.
You know, that's when you enter in the crown and you're looking for something higher and you're looking for something deeper, this is for you know, the ladies and the fellas, you know, the brothers and the sisters. When you're looking for something deeper, when you're done playing games, you know, you play too much. If when you're done playing games and you're looking for what you really say you're looking for, you're looking for a real woman, then, you know, in the last show last week, my co-host, you know, Rashad gave us, you know, was talking about, you know, insanity. And what it defines is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. That's insane. So if you're doing the same thing, if you've been in more than three relationships in the last year, you're insane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what else to say. If you have been in more than three relationships in the last year, maybe 2 years, you are insane. Go ahead.
It's like the everything in today's time, everything is disposable. You know, we get used to something, we throw it away. It's like, look at not dogging the women, but just look at the way a woman, an average woman, shop for purses. I'm like, well, you were so excited about this purse. Now you got it. You used to. You just throw it aside and get you a new one. I said, that's pretty much how y'all treat dudes, I see. Now, like I said, not down to women. I'm just saying, everything is disposable
because,
now.
I mean, it's on both sides, but yeah, that's, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is disposable now. Look, well, if you acting up, I give me a new one. Just that simple. Everything is disposable now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have, you know, like I said, we haven't even gotten into, you know, serious situations as far as relationships and marriage. I mean, that's probably a whole nother show. But you know what does marriage really mean to you? If you can get married 1 minute and next minute, you know, you married and then 6 months later you divorced. So yeah, everything is disposable. You're right. But let me go back to that point and what you were saying. I think social networking has made it easier because it looks like a shopping mall for humans. I don't even know how to describe it. When you go into a social dating site, now I'm not knocking it because people have gone on the websites and they've gone on the social dating sites and they have found love, what they feel is love, for whatever reason, and it works for them. Great. We're not talking to those people. But in the overall scheme of it, you pull up these sites and it's people that you may have never had access for. Great. Or, you know, two. And then there are people that you may meet that, you know, you make friends on the site that you may not have made, you know, I should say quote-unquote friends, because there's no way you can have over 100 friends and all those people be your friends. That's, you know, I think everybody gets that point. So I don't need to go there. But I think the social network itself, social networking itself has made it easier to make things disposable. Well, I can delete 20 people out of my life and put 60 more on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
And so, now, I mean, everything has sped up so fast. So when you get to the point of relationships, the manipulation to some people is almost necessary to speed up the process. So if I tell this person, you know, who I really am, and they try to work it out in their mind, it's taking too long. And ladies, don't forget, you know, I remind you a few times, we outnumber the men. So if you take your time and he is not taking the same time to get to know who you are, to get to know something deeper about you, and he feels like, okay, you're not worth the time, there are 15 to maybe 20 other women in line. We don't necessarily have that option, not all the time. Now, we can go on Facebook or Tagged or Buzz or Social Go or any of the other social sites out there, and we can – they're doing it big in New York over here, if y'all can hear the sirens in the background. But they, you know, they make it easy on the social websites for you to go in and, you know, hit up some people on the network, but you still don't know what you're getting. So – you know, my advice to you is back off, slow down, and observe. You know, stay out of relationships for a while. Get to know who you are. It will free you up. I've said that in other shows. If you go back and listen to some of the old shows that I've had, the best thing that you can do for yourself right now to obtain the relationship that you want, to really find a higher form of love in your life, if that's what you're looking for. Like I said, the people that out there that, you know, some women want to be a freak. Some men want to be a freak. So I'm not talking to y'all. Those aren't the people we're talking to. We're talking to those people who want something more. You're tired. I'm tired. You know, you're saying to yourself, you know what, I'm tired. I'm tired of the same brother stepping in and out of my life. I'm tired of that same shady sister. You know, I done helped so many women pay their bills, pay their way through school, pay their car note, whatever you've done, brother, and you're just tired, you know. And she just, you know, roll over you for the next brother. You know, I'm tired. I'm tired of the, you know, I'm tired of the same brother. I'm tired of the same sister. I'm talking to those individuals who want something deeper, who want something more. Step back, slow down, observe, and find out what you want. Find out who you are.
That's funny you say that, because that was one of my notes about the show tonight. I said, it's crazy to me that you want me to be your knight in shining armor, but you're the same woman I keep running into. You know what I'm saying? You want me to be your knight in shining armor, but you're the same woman that I keep running into. So what position did that put me in? So.
Wow, that's an interesting question, ladies. How do you separate yourself from the pack? And that's a little, it shows a lot about the mentality of the game. You're trying to, you know, quote unquote, play this particular game, but how do you separate yourself from the rest of the people out there who's playing the same game? Primarily, how do you separate yourself from that? How do you? I don't like saying stand out from the crowd, but yeah, you know, if your knight in shining armor comes along and you feel he's looking for you, what is he going to be looking for in you? I tell people all the time, I don't. The reason why it doesn't necessarily thrill me to compete with other women is because I know that the man I'm looking for is not looking for you. And the man that's looking for you is not looking for me. That freed me up from any type of, you know, I that's why I have no animosity towards women, because my uniqueness is what's beautiful about me. It's not my clothes. It's not my shoes or my hair. You know, it's not anything other than that. What's unique about me is not even on the outside of me. So I know that you know, the male energy that I want to attract is not what other women are looking for. So, you know, the average woman. So this is an opportunity for you to separate yourself, to pull yourself apart, be a serious sister, SIRIUS. you know, be a serious sister and separate yourself from the norm. But there, you know, there is a point in every woman's life where, you know, yeah, you want to be with somebody. You know, I'm not saying you don't need to have a man. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what Dodonna's saying. Not saying you don't need a man. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm saying actually the opposite. And it's not more men that you want. You want quality. You don't want quantity. You want quality. And in order to get quality, you need a more qualitative characteristic about yourself.
And that's very powerful because, like, in my generation, the men are the nothing-ass niggas. Like, they living off their woman.
Oh, it's not just your generation.
<Go ahead. laughs> Like, what the hell? Like, that's the man now, you know what I'm saying? So they don't know what a real man even looks like.
Wow. Wow.
They don't even know what a real man looks like. Like, I hear it out there. I want a real man. I say, you don't even know what a real man looks like.
Yeah, I'm going to have to roll. You know I'm going to roll with you on that one. That's true. That's true.
Now, I mean, not mean the physical appearance, but, you know, what's up with his heart, what's up with his mind. You don't know what a real man looks like.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? So certain women, a real man is a dude who got the latest Mercedes with the rims on it, and he got all the women on his jock, though, trying to get at him. And he treat them like dogs, so that's a real man right there. So, because that's all they used to. That's what they've been seeing. So, you know, people are a product of their environment. So, like I said, they don't know what a real man looks like for real. So,
yep.
And you hear it all the time. You hear about black men not having their fathers. Well, shoot, there's black women who never had their father, so they really don't know what a man looks like.
That's
so the
true.
Dude who pants are at his ankles with a chain on is a real man to them. So
you think that's real, yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, because he walked up to you and told you you were pretty, a hey, cutie, a hey, you know, hey, little mama, hey, thick bone, hey, redness, you know, hey, fat booty, whatever he called you, you know, and you
yeah,
feel
like,
that's. Yeah, and that's cool with you. That's.
I remember like I remember this, it was yesterday. This happened like in 2000. I was downtown in Memphis, and a friend of mine was trying to converse with this young lady, and he was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And she was blowing him off, but this dude came out of nowhere, mouth full of goatee, like, "Man, don't even sweat that bitch. That bitch ain't all that. Fuck her." He said, "Hey, baby girl, come here." And she came, and he got her number. I was like, "Wow!" So I got to call you a bitch to get your attention, so I can actually talk to you.
Wow.
For real.
Woo. Oh,
and he said that bitch ain't even that cute. So she went running to him. I was like, you know what? That let me know a thing was going downhill way in 2000. Yeah, like, you know what?
It speaks very deeply to the mentality. And you mentioned something very, very profound. The women that, you know, I mean, you know, we don't claim to be psychologists on the show or, you know, or anything of the sort. Just let me say that. However, it speaks to the mentality of what we go through as females. And I say we because we've all gone through something at some point in our life to either make us feel less than, to make us feel rejected, to make us feel dejected or degraded. And again, at the beginning of the show, what I said was one of the biggest, cruelest, and I think criminal forms of playing games and mind games are the mind games that have been leveled against our people, our black men and our black women. So, and not only that, you know, what you were just saying, Rashad, is that it's got to be something in the mindset of a woman who you have to call a bitch to get her attention. And she's okay with it. Now, a lot of women aren't because, you know, it's just a word to me. It does, you know, it's a label, which I don't buy into. But for someone that, you know, there's women out there calling themselves a bitch. That's real deep. That's...
Yep.
That's very deep, you know. So it's okay if that brother steps to you and says that and you give him your number. Not only that, you probably going to give him some pussy later. That is a psychological travesty right there for me. I can't put a label on that. I can't even call it. But it happens. It does happen. So, you know, Playing games and manipulating to a point where the situation works out favorable for you, brother, for you, sister. You know, is it necessary sometimes to manipulate the situation? And if you have to manipulate someone in order to get them to do what you need them to do. Is that a real relationship?
Hmm.
I often said, you know, is it possible to love somebody but you don't trust them? You can, you know, I can live with you, I can sleep with you, but I don't trust you. I think that's...
that's very profound what you said, because I was thinking this other day, I was listening to the radio, and I was like, it was just so much trash on there. I was like, you know what? And people ask me all the time, like, man, why you listen to old school music so much? I said, because they had a message, and you actually can feel the love actually hearing that lyrics and the way they're actually singing. I said, today's music, we can fuck all day, but I can't love you, though. We can fuck all day, but, oh, love? No, you good. Go home. I'm straight. I'm gonna eat this lasagna and go to sleep. I got to go to work. I ain't really with that love shit. Just like, and I heard a young man say that. He was like, you know, I would like to be in love, but love hurts. I said, I'd rather do lust, because at least in lust, we all having fun. And he told me that.
And that's real. I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
He's honest about it. He's real about it. I will respect that more than somebody trying to manipulate me out my panties. You know, if you just step to me and say, look, I'm not trying to love you. I ain't trying to fall for you. I'm not trying to pay your bills. I ain't trying to take care of your kids. I ain't trying to pay your rent or get your cell phone turned on. I just want some pussy. I respect that more than someone playing mind games with me, manipulating me into a situation and not allowing me. You're robbing yourself from a potentially good relationship, maybe, depending on, you know, the person. You know what I'm saying? You're robbing yourself of that.
And that goes to my other point. If I try to talk to you 4 years ago and you come back to me today with three kids, and realize I'm a good dude, you play too much. You play too much.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You come back to me wide open. It's probably like throwing a hot dog down the hallway. You might hit a wall, you might not.
And on that
you got a lot of miles on that thing, baby. No, I'm good. I'm straight. You should have got with me 3 years ago when I tried to get down on you, for real.
Wow. And we're gonna talk about that in let me just give a little excerpt here, and then we're gonna take another little quick break. We're gonna talk about that. It's funny that you mentioned that, Rashad, because we're gonna get into that in next Sunday's show, Enter the Love Zone, and we're gonna talk about putting frequent flyer miles on your gateway, ladies. You know, shut it down, because I'm telling you, if you giving away that power that easily, that simply, have you been manipulated out of it, or have you given it up freely? Have you given it up willingly? But you're giving away your power, and then, you know, it speaks to that next brother, that next relationship that you're into. You're carrying all the energy from that previous relationship, and you're carrying it through your pussy. And we're going to talk about that in Enter the Love Zone next Sunday, February 12th. Don't miss it, because you know how we do it in the Crown. I'm your girl, Dadonna Rafia. I'm on the air with my co-host, Rashad. Rashad, we got about 45 minutes. I'm going to play this next song. It's a little raunchy. I don't do a whole lot of rap on the show. When I do, I get it from Rashad, because usually conscious rap is something with a message in it. There's a message in here. Listen closely, you might get it. It's a little hard. It's Jay-Z. It's a little bit of pop, parking lot pimping. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
That knock right here. You fuck around, don't have right speakers in your system. It should be sounding like this. When I'm whipping the whip fast, which one? Pick one, nigga, I got a six stash. Continental tees, no tents, like I got a thick stash. Big cigar, old money, when I drive it, it's so funny. Look for switches, slam doors on sixes. Big trucks, when I wanna fuck and it's time to get ass. I turn automobiles to hotels on wheels. I got money for a room, it's just the fact that I'm thrilled. Bitches love when I cruise up the boulevard. They have contests to guess what's karma, pull out the yard. They know I come for dolo and pull off with a broad. Spin away, spend a day, trying to pull Menage, it's magic, it's gorgeous. Sunlight hit the ice, it's flawless. Run lights like I'm the king of New York, I'm lawless. Bitches, they wanna hang like plaques in the office, cause I push black. black Porsches, Benzes and Jaguars, and when the rag's off it, cat on my lap, I'm that cautious. Never trust grimy ass New Yorkers, especially when you're sitting on 20s, they get nauseous. Standing in the adult with white Air Force.
You can catch me in the parking lot, yeah, yeah. Calling that bitch, yeah, talking loud to them.
Crazy, S5, Navy Sadie, sitting on 80, that's four dubs, not S4 dubs, yeah. Stash box, push out wheel like matchbox, box. Bitches wanna push my wheel, they flash box, box. 160 push my wheel, mash cock, 160 took my wheel, the cash rock, 160, you big wheel, mash cock, cock. Looking through the rear view when Mac was wildin', new driver, screwdriver, crack steering column, pushing something stolen, blasting, pitching me rolling, back then, couldn't picture me rolling. Now the truth different. Mac come through coop, roof missing. I'm the truth to my fucking roof missing. Mac stay stuck in the coop, the school pigeon. Pigeon feathers getting plucked in a truck from loose chicken. Listen.
You can catch me in the parking lot, hollering at bitches, parking lot to Ben. Every day we be off the chain.
And we're back. Live in the forums, Crown Knowledge Radio. And it's Jay-Z and Parking Lot Pimpin'. Next game up, Parking Lot Pimpin'. That's what we're going to talk about right now. Ladies on the Low, this game is also called Ladies Night. Rashad, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. You said, what, yeah. What now?
I said, this game is also called Ladies Night, Parking Lot Pimping. And let me, I was looking at something real quick here, but let me explain something. This is what Dirdana's observed, and you know, if I could get some callers in, if you're not calling in tonight, text me or email me at crowngoddess@gmail.com. That's crowngoddess@gmail.com, and chime in on this particular part of you play too much. Ladies' night. So you have women in the club. Now, as I said before in the show, we outnumber the men globally probably about 15 to 1. As you go further down south, the numbers get higher, somewhere around 20 to 25 to 1. It's probably higher than that. If that number sounds shocking to you, I'm being modest about it because it's probably higher than that.
If you It is.
It really is. And if you go to and I'm just going to say a club, but I don't even limit it to clubs now. Any event where women are going to show up, of course, we already know the church. If you're in church, it's primarily women. Or any other event other than the club, it's primarily women.
I'm going to tell you this one. When I was in college, the majority of my class is like, okay, I had a biology class. It was 85 students in this class. But only three of us were actually men. So, and one of them was a white guy. So we all each other like, okay, if you losing here, you just really like, you should go home and just hang it up and just get you some cats or dogs. You losing here, because you can't lose it here. But that's the numbers, especially down here in the South. I mean, that's why we're tripping out for women. They be on such an unrealistic tip about life. Like, for real? He talking down to me. There's 25 more in line waiting to talk to me, so I ain't missing nobody.
There's at least 15 in line. It's not.
Like,
yeah.
I ain't
there's 15 women
you.
Behind you waiting.
Yeah, I ain't messing about you. They coming by the group. You know what I'm saying? It's like audition now. So it is what it is.
That's a whole nother show. That's interesting though, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Because once these women, first of all, you show up on the ladies' night, you get in free. 9 times out of 10, you get in free. On the other hand, you may get free drinks. Most of the time, you getting 2-3 drinks, and most women, you know, that are out, they with their girls, they unwinding, they, you know, they have money to buy their own drinks. Because when you get to the club, primarily, there are no men there. The club fills up with women. Not only are you in there drinking by yourself, you're dancing by yourself. At 11 o'clock or whenever, you know, ladies' night starts, there are no men there, primarily. Basically, this is the game, ladies. So basically, So you're in a club, primarily women. You're in there with women. You're dancing with other women. And see, this is different from where I come along because I was raised in the North. So, and I saw this primarily in the South when I moved to the South. So, but it does happen up North as well. So you're in, you know, you're drunk by the time 12, 1 o'clock roll around. And guess what? The brothers are sitting in the parking lot. They're sitting in the parking lot. They, you know, drinking something, smoking something. They're not in the club primarily. And I keep saying primarily because there might be a few brothers in the club. There might be, you know, compared to the women in the club, y'all still outnumbering them 10 to 1. So, but the brothers that's on the hunt, the ones that are on the prowl, they're in the parking lot. And guess what? You're coming out drunk, hot, sweaty, and probably horny. So what do they have to do? Nothing. You in the parking lot ready to go, and all they do is roll down the window.
Say, you know,
they don't even need a line. You don't need no worm, no bait. You don't, brother ain't got a pole. You know, he got a pole, but he don't need. He got a pole, and it's waiting just for you. So yeah, I mean, when I saw this, I mean, you're in the club, and the brothers that are in the club, they're not dancing with the women. I mean, it was interesting, to say the least, when I observed it. And I was actually in Houston when I first observed this. This was a few years back. I was in a club in Houston, and I observed this, and a guy from Miami came over to me, and he was like, you know, we don't do this in Miami. You know, we get the women off the floor. You know, we out there. We all about the dance in Miami. So apparently, I've never been to Miami, so apparently they do it different in Miami. And he and I got into this conversation. He said, you know, look at the brothers, and they all standing around. They got their bounce on. Man, it's been a while since I've seen a man actually dance. It's really strange, but nonetheless, you know, you're on the floor and you're dancing with your girls or line dancing, which is the biggest, you know, that's just perpetuating the situation.
Yep.
But yeah, so you're in the club and the brothers are standing around and they got a drink in their hand, and guess what? They're watching you line dance. They're watching you, you know, they're picking out their prey before the club is over, before last call.
Yep. And you know why you don't see a lot of dudes down south dancing in the club with women? It's because they're like, well, I mess with about four girls in here already, but I want four more. I like them over there, so I'm going to play it cool and just stick to myself and just see what's going on for real.
You
I don't
start
no drama being cool.
So,
you
play too much.
You play too much.
You play too
much. I got four in here already, but
already.
I like you two over there.
So you play too
She kind of cute. Okay, she got a nice body. Okay, all right. Well, to play it cool, just be incognito. I'm going to sip with my drink and just chill. Just like, okay, I'm gonna step with them when they get through doing their thing. Or I might even step them on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
They say something real slick. So when the club over with, or before they leave, they say something, hey, walk me to my car. It's just that easy.
So why are we mentioning this? Why are we even talking about this? Why are we even, you know, why do we even care? You know, why do we even care? Because most people are, you know, they're, you know, this is what they do. You know, they, oh, it's just all in fun. Oh, it's just, you know, that's just the way things happen. And you know, we can put it in perspective and age, but I won't do that either because the 45 and up category, same games, maybe a different playing field, same game. I don't leave anybody exempt. The only people that are exempt at this point is the under 25, and they have a long road to hoe, as far as I'm concerned. But 25 and up, and the age goes up. It's 60-year-old men out in the parking lot pimping.
Yep, because you know what we call the club now down here.
What's that?
It's the arcade, because it's full of game.
It's full of game.
We go to the arcade, nigga. It's full of game over here.
Yeah. Yep. But is it a game once that, you know, once that female has her heart in it, you know, once she's, you know, she's given it up to you. So now what do? You know, you've played the game and it worked. Or, you know, or this female played you and it worked. So now what? You know, so it's a game. It's fun and games when it's happening. But when you take it a step further, and now
yeah,
you're
I mean,
now you're in it.
Yeah, it's to me, it's basically like an act of it's maturity. You know what I'm saying? It plays most of the time. That's what it plays in. Like, okay, if you know in a certain circumstance or situation how it's going to plan out or be or whatever, you're going to beat yourself like, well, man, I've done this before several times, so I'm more mature and I'm more spiritual in myself. I'm not going to play into it. Because, you know, like I said, it's easy to get sick. No, that's one thing about this going on right now, this day and time. That is easy.
That's
but
easy.
But it's up to a mature, especially a guy, a mature guy, you know what I'm saying? He's not out there trying to do that, you know what I'm saying? If he's going to come up to you and he's rapping with you, okay, bam, you know, we doing this thing together, okay, I'm with you, I'm talking to you, it's cool. It's about maturity, but it's still a lot of guys out there from the age of 25 to 45, even 50, who are still playing. So
still playing.
Still playing.
That is sad. So sad. I mean, and brothers, I feel like I've given you the key. If you, you know, tell the truth, be honest with a female. Like I said, unless your agenda is to play the game. If you're playing the game, and you know that's, and you're not looking for anything deeper, and that's working for you. Those aren't the people that we're talking to. You know, this is not for you. You probably feel like, you know, we busting up your playtime right here. But I respect a brother more. I respect the brother that steps to a sister and say, look, you know, you've been flirting with me. I've been flirting with you. Let me just lay my cards on the table right now. You know, I like you. You like me. There's some type of attraction here. You know, I ain't trying to fall in love. I'm not trying to get in a relationship right now. You know, I'm just looking for somebody to hang out with. I'm looking to have some fun. You know, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm not looking to take care of you. I'm not looking to pay your bills. You know, I respect that because now you've given this female the option to, number one, know who you really are, and number two, you've given her the option. So if she goes with you willingly, you don't have to go through the consequences. Let me back up here and say, on that note, I don't know who told brothers that pussy was free. Because you're going to pay one way or another. So save yourself the cost by eliminating that up front, by being honest. Because the cost, and we're not even talking about money primarily. You know, sometimes the woman's agenda. Yeah, sometimes that is the woman's agenda. How do I separate this Negro from his money? And if I could use my pussy to do it, I'm going to give it a shot. That's usually the agenda, because I don't know of any woman that really wants a man laying up with her all day, every day, on a regular, and not doing anything supportive for her. That just don't make no sense to me. I really don't get that. But you
that,
know,
that don't make no sense to me, because I'm like, well,
that makes no sense to me at all.
I'm out here supposed to be taking care of shit. I'm laying up too all day. That's not gonna happen. Just like what Bobby Womack saying, when I'm not there, she complaining, but when I'm there, she complaining because I'm broke.
Well, when I'm there, I can't be in two places at one time.
Yeah, I can't be in two places at one time. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I can't go out and make the money so you can get your hair done and your nails and drive a nice car and have a house and all this, and at the same time be at the house. You know, so you can't have it both ways. You know, let me do what I do so we can be what we are. But yeah, so I don't get that at all. But, you know, brothers, I'm letting you know, sometimes, most of the time, when women step to you, they do have an agenda. But again,
man,
like I said, in the crown, it's about healing. It's about us being able to communicate with one another effectively and more effectively than we currently do. If you're looking for something deeper, like I said, I'm not looking for the people who want to get their freak on. They want to be out there playing the games. We're not talking to you. We're not talking to those individuals. We're talking to the individuals who are looking for something higher. Fellas, you really do want that woman that's real with you. Not a real woman. You know, what's a real woman? You know, most of the time
you know what? And this goes across the board. I mean, there's some people who are just in love with the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want that real shit. They're in love with the illusion.
Okay. and those people will be in love with the illusion. They're not going to give a damn about what we're saying. Those people aren't going. They're not going to get what we're saying no way. So we really ain't talking to them. If you're in love with the illusion, you know, you think that, you know, the house and the white picket fence, and we've all bought into that at some point in our life. You know, I want the house and the car and the white picket fence and the, you know, and the kids and the, you know, and the social status and the title, and I want all of that. You know, I want the man that takes care of me and he treats me like a little princess and blah, blah, blah. You know, we bought into that. As
black,
you know, women,
what the thing about that, though? I know women that actually found the illusion they were looking for and got into it and became bored with it, still got divorced.
And still bored with it. We were talking about the movie, you and I were talking about the movie Unfaithful. Was that me? Yeah. We were talking about the movie Unfaithful the other day. Yeah. If you haven't seen the movie Unfaithful with Richard Gere, and I can't remember the woman that was in the movie with him, but she had the illusion. She had it all. The house, the car, the child, the money, the man that loved her, that took care of her. Matter of fact, besides fundraising, she didn't even have a job, did she, Rashad? She didn't even have to work. She ran into
that's
a
even
room
in, that's even in the movie Casino. He had the girl, what's the guy's name? De Niro had the girl Casino. She had the one for nothing. She had chinchilla coats, cars, money, and she
money,
still wasn't happy. So.
She was bored. Right. And she was bored to tears. She was bored. So I'm going to tell you, if nothing more, and I think Rashad, a co-sign on this for me, elevating yourself is not just exciting. It opens up a whole new dimension for you. It opens up a whole new way to look at women. It opens up a whole new way to look at men. Absolutely.
One thing about it, you're going to really sit down in your adult life. You hear all the time, need and a want, okay? Your needs can always be met, but your wants are unlimited. You always going to want something. That's the reason why they come up with new Lexus, Mercedes, new jackets, coat. Because you're trying to fulfill an empty void in your life with material things, and it's not going to happen because you're always going to want more. So get more into your needs. Fuck them wants. Because you will never be happy trying to live your life off of wants.
Since gratification,
it's not going to happen.
There's never enough. Yeah. There's never enough.
It will never be enough.
Never enough. That's right. Wow. Very interesting. I am Dodonna Raphael, your host. You are in the crown. This is a deep subject. I'm hoping somebody out there listening, and if you don't, you download this show, please hit me up on my email, crowngoddess@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the show. Download it. Listen to it. We are live in the forum. We got about 25 minutes left. We're going to take one more little short break, and we're going to come back and we're going to put the cap on our subject here. Very deep, very profound. If you missed this information, if you guys are just turning off the Super Bowl and logging in, we're talking about mind games and manipulation. You play too much. You play entirely too much. We'll be right back right after this. Short, you guys. I wanted to get back to the show. Rashad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because we have about 24 minutes in the show. I wanted to get back to the show. I just had to take a quick break right there. I wanted to get back to the show and get back to our topic, mind games and manipulation. You play too much. Rashad and I have been going in on the topic. It's deep. It speaks to the mental capacity, the mental state of black men and black women when we approach each other, when we communicate with one another, how that affects us psychologically, how it affects us, you know, spiritually, what it does to our overall mindset. And again, you know, as Rashad and I both said, you don't have to look far. You can look right outside your doorway. You don't have to, you really don't even have to cut on the TV. We know it's craziness on there anyway. But right outside your door, you see it every day. How things are affecting our mindset and how we deal with one another as black men and black women, how we communicate with one another, and we're perpetuating the wounds, we're perpetuating the hurt by playing games when we don't really even have to. It's not even necessary. If you're looking for something deeper, if you're looking for something more, and like I said, for those people who are not, we're not talking to you. This show is not for you. This show is for those people who have had enough. Rashad was just talking about enough is never enough before we went on the break. If enough is just never enough, but you're tired, you're tired of the same things day in and day out. You know, I said earlier, if you've been in more than three relationships in the past year or two, there's something wrong. There's definitely something wrong. So, yeah, Rashad, the game plan when it comes to playing games, is it to lead the person on? Is it to land them? Some of the questions I had is, is the female looking for sponsorship? What are the men really looking for when they approach women? What are the rules of engagement? You know, what is the game plan when you approach someone? What is it that you're actually looking for? And I think those are the things that you should ask, you know, ask those questions. And then those are the things that you should be upfront with the person when you meet them. Because anything other than that to me means that you somehow are intentionally, and I don't want to say hurt, but somehow put this person in a weaker position for your own favorable gratification, whatever that may be. Did you follow that, Rashad?
Yeah. It's like, well, for me, like, with my selective few people that I hang out with, what I call friends or amazing kicker with, on a man's point of view, I mean, I know a lot of, excuse me, good dudes who actually looking for something more than just, you know, sex or whatever. But then, you know, the same goes for women too, and they're looking for, but it always comes to a point where it's just like they're kind of both leery because, like, you know, they've been doing the same thing and it's come out to the same result, so they still kind of leery when it comes to a certain person. Like, it's actually profound, like this whole thing about the show that we're doing now is like the actual try to get people to understand what's going on and try to kill that whole mantra of, you know, you got to do this and that to get somebody, you know. The one thing about both sides of the story, I've noticed myself that it all comes down to honesty. If you just be really honest with whoever you meet, you have to go through 6 months, a year of with this person and end up with your feelings hurt. If everybody's honest in the beginning, you already know it can be like a one night thing or a week, but you know, at least you didn't invest 6 months or a year and got your damn feelings hurt when you be honest.
Exactly.
So that's what I tell people, like, just the best thing to do is just to be honest about what you want and who you're talking to. Okay, you know, always be real with people. You know, I know it's a cliche now, but I'm not talking about what the media says or what the rapper say, because, you know, to them being real is being real ignorant. I'm not talking about being honest. You know what I'm saying? Just be honest with each other. Okay, look,
exactly.
I'm a regular guy. I work here. You know, I have dreams to do this, that, and the third. Oh, okay, I'm a regular female. I work here. My dreams to do this, that, and the third. I mean, just come together on this shit. I mean, I never understood that, like I said, it's always with our people. Like, you can see white people. They meet each other, like, the first night. They are in love. Like, wow. It's like, I seen some shit the other day. I was like, you would never see no black couple doing this. I saw, no, scratch that. I saw this summer, you know, the southern summers are heat. So this is in the dead of summer. It's 105 degrees outside. I saw a white couple. Their car had broke down. They walking down the street to a gas station holding hands. It's 105 outside. I was like, I would never see a black man and black woman doing that. You know, that's love right there.
I really want to say you wrong, but I might. And it's funny that you mentioned that, too, because I know let me just, you know, be clear. You know, Crown Knowledge is definitely, you know, it's near and dear to my heart to help in any way that I can, whatever way that I can. It may not mean much to anybody, but it means the world to me to help my black brothers and my black sisters come together in a way that we never have before. That is so important to me. I can't even explain to you how important that is to me. And it's just profound, Rashad, that you said that, because it's something that I was thinking about as I was writing the notes, you know, just taking my little notes for the show, that, you know, we, you know, even though my show is not particularly directed at white women or white men for that matter, but there's a lesson of a strategy. It's part of the game plan, if you will, and part of strategizing that we can take from other cultures, and not just white women, Chinese women, Asian women overall, but they have long-term goals. They have long-term plans. Not just paycheck to paycheck, not just job to job, not just relationship to relationship. And a lot of the time, you know, even though there may be something else deeper than that, and I'm going to drift into a whole nother show just for a second, a lot of the time it's just that need to plan ahead and be strategic about what you want that attracts a lot of black men to white women. Okay, I probably stepped on some toes right there, but that's okay. I'm going to back up off of it because it's going to be another show at another time. Here's what I want to say about playing games in this particular forum on this particular topic. I will include white women and women of certain other cultures, such as Asian women, have long-term strategic plans. Now, you can call it playing games if you want to. I ain't mad at the hustle. Here's what I'm saying. When they approach a man, their game plan is to get the house and get their name on the house. And not only get their name on the deed to the house, but own the land up under the house, if you're going to have a house. I mean, if this material is just that important to you. If they're going to land a husband, they make sure that, yes, I need a prenup. If this brother's got money or this man's got money, I need a prenup. A prenup will cover your ass. I'm not mad at the prenup. It's part of the game. See, they play the game differently than we do. We think short term. They think long term. We think I need my rent paid. They think I need to be into real estate. You goddamn right. You know, so we can take a lesson. And I know I'm stepping on toes. I don't care. Because it needs to be said. We can take a lesson. Asian women, not only do they think long-term strategically with their men, but with their children. Their children have a 20-year plan. The day they are born, they know what school, what college, what plan, how much money, where they're going, where they're headed, you know, in that direction. They're ready. Whether or not that child takes that path or not, they're ready. And they have a long-term plan. You don't hear a whole lot about divorce in those cultures, but, you know, everything is not disposable in those cultures, not primarily, not normally. The more they get Americanized, the more things in their cultures become disposable. That's messed up, but mm-hmm. I digress there. But we could take a lesson. You know, we think short term. They think long term. So if, you know, you can play the game, but, you know, play it at another level. Play it at that level where, you know, if you meet that brother or that, you know, that brother that you really are interested in, you know, he's got himself together. He's a man with a plan. You know, that's usually a door opener for me. If you ask the brother what your plan is and he don't have one, go turn around and run, please. Because that should be gate number one. If you speak to brother, you know, what's your game plan? What's your 5-year plan? You know, what's your 3-year plan? Try that. You know, what do you see yourself in the next 3 years? What's your plan? What's your goal?
You didn't got to say all that. What's your 6-month plan? That means like, oh, yeah, you know.
What you doing tomorrow?
I work at McDonald's and I got these burgers and shit. You know, I get you something to eat, you know.
What you doing tomorrow?
Exactly.
But, yeah, you know, what is your, you know, think long term. And, you know, I like I said, I wrote it in my notes that, you know, at least, you know, white women and women of certain other cultures think, you know, long term. They think, you know, okay, well, if I'm going to land this man, I want to, you know, I want to get in to the point where, you know, that's, you know, white women, Eddie Griffin laughed about it. He said, when, you know, they don't leave their women, they kill them, because if you leave them, they taking everything. They taking the whole kit and caboodle. So, you know, that's just a joke. I'm not condoning killing nobody. I'm just saying. They got a plan. They have a strategic plan if they're going to play the game. And 9 times out of 10 it is. You have to understand marriage is a business arrangement anyway. There's a contract on it, just like everything else you own. Your car, your insurance, your, you know, your house. You know, everything that you have that you feel materially connected to is contracted.
It is. It's like, mm-hmm. Think about this, all our listeners. If you did the whole marriage thing, you know, the so-called traditional thing that they do in America, you have to get a marriage license. Well, you need a license to run a business, don't you?
That's right.
Same thing. It's a business
right.
agreement.
You need a business plan. You need a strategic plan in that business. So, you know, if you don't have a plan and the brother you hooking up don't have a plan, you know, hey, y'all both into a situation and there's no one leading the situation anywhere. It's not going anywhere. So these are just some things that, you know, I've thought about, you know, some things that I know that Rashawn's bringing out. I'm saying that, you know, as it relates to that, I say bring on the prenup. I, for one, Durdonna personally, this isn't, you know, the views of anyone else connected with Crown Now. This is me personally. I say bring on the prenup. Prenups will free you up if you're going to do a business, you know, if you're going to enter into a business arrangement. I've been down that road. I don't plan on going back. But if you are planning to, you know, be married, prenups can be anything you want them to be. If you don't feel that the situation is going to pan out, if the game ain't going to pan out in your favor, have a clause in the contract. Understand, everybody needs to understand the rules of the game. Once everybody understands the rules of the game, it's easier to play, if that's what you're going to do. That's just my view.
Yep.
But, you know. But yeah, and just I'm going to touch on this particular part of the game just briefly. We touched on marriage a little bit and being married and being, you know, the rules of engagement and how, you know, other women of other cultures approach, you know, relationships, you know, if they're going to, quote unquote, play the game. You know, if they plan too much. Married men and married women, you play too much. you know. And let me just say this on for the women, and I know we go in hard on the women most of the time, because, ladies, I'm gonna tell you something real quick after I touch on this, because we have the biggest responsibility in the relationship, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that in just a second. But just real quick, married men, if ladies, if you're going to go that route, and this could be a whole other show, I'll probably address that topic at some other point, because I have been married before, so in case anybody's wondering. It's cheaper to keep her, especially in this economy. Just say no. It's just that easy for me. Just don't even do it. Don't, you know. Now, there, you know, if you're looking for a sugar daddy, that's something different. That's, you know, that's sponsorship. If you're looking for, you know, sugar mama, fellas, brothers, you know, you're looking for the woman that's got the money. But, you know, marriage, if you're looking to pull a man away from his wife nowadays, and he's established in that marriage, and especially if you don't have no prenup with he ain't going nowhere. Just let it go. Let it go. It's cheaper to keep her in this economy. So, you know, I just wanted to touch on that. Somebody had texted me the other day when I was getting ideas from, you know, some of my friends online, and they were talking about that. I'm like, I don't even want to get into the marriage thing. That's just he ain't going nowhere. They, you know, the women, if they're cheating, they're bored. You know, me and Rashad, we already cleared that up. Rashad just cleared that up. She's bored. She got everything she wants. She got the house. You finally got the man that you wanted to take care of you. But you're still out there cheating. You're bored. So now you really play too much. You play too much. You play too much. Let me just say this, ladies. We need to stop, you know, continuing to verbally castrate our men. I don't know any other way to say that. Because black men, and I'll get to the women in just a second, but because our black men have been spiritually castrated for generations throughout history, it shows in our children. It shows in our young boys and to this day. And I do believe that generational abuse throughout history trickles down to a point, especially when, you know, it has help in policy and structure and other things that are beyond our control, because there's not a whole lot that black people as a culture control. So, you know, like I said, my email address is www.crowngoddess@gmail.com. If you want to go in on it, we can bring you back on the show and you can tell me off on how you feel about this. But this is my personal feeling. We need to stop spiritually castrating our men, verbally castrating our men, because spiritually and physically, they have been castrated throughout history, and we make it where they not only need to play these games, but it's almost like a security blanket for them to be able to do that. These are my thoughts. This is Dirt Diamond talking. These are my thoughts on that. Barack and Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama had taken Barack to one of her, it was an interview done a while back, and she said she took him to one of her college reunions and met a guy that she used to date. He's a chemical engineer. They make pretty decent money, great guy. He was very excited about meeting Barack, and, you know, she said she introduced him. And when they walked away, the president turned to his first lady and said, "See, you could have been the wife of a chemical engineer." She said, "No." She said, "Had he married me, he would have been president." That speaks volumes.
That is powerful
her.
Right there.
Ain't that powerful? That is a
powerful
thought.
Right,
I love that. I love that. I love that about her. And women like her, because she is secure in who she is. She has taken the time to find out who she is. No matter who I'm married to, I'm going to bring him into greatness. You know why? Because she understands her goddesshood. She understands that it's her responsibility as a woman to uphold her man in whatever he does so that it does benefit her. You want the house and the car and the luxury and all of that? Then you have to be a queen. You have to know how to speak to the king and a man. And the only way you're going to do that is to slow down, stop, close your legs, and find out who you are.
That is very profound, because you know what? On some real stuff, like, if more women were like that, and that's the type of woman that you come to the world for. Pussy ain't everything, ladies. Pussy is not everything. Now, that's the type of woman that a man will come to the world for. You got my back like that?
Wow. I'm loving it. I am loving it. Yeah, you find your goddesshood on your feet. You don't find it on your back. You don't find it on your back. And pick up Memoirs of a Geisha. She says that. She said you attract more men on your feet than you do on your back. And you know, and the reason why this woman is so powerful and she's so stable in who she is, whether she has a Barack Obama or not, is because she understands her responsibility. And we have responsibility as spiritual nurturers to give. Let me just get deep for a minute. To give our black men back the throne. That's our responsibility. You know, do all men deserve to be spoken to like a king? Well, no. There's some dogs out there. They don't care. You know, they've been psychologically damaged, and it's not going to work for them. But the men that will allow us to speak to the king in them, the men that we know spiritually need us as women to speak to the king in them, that's how we bring them to greatness. So, you know, try it out. Instead of the games and mind games and the manipulation, you know, take a minute. Find out who you are. Find out what you want. Find out, you know, if there is something deeper in you that wants something higher, then it will come to you. You have to ask yourself those questions. Well, how do I, you know, well, Donna, how do I get there? Slow down. Back up. Observe. Men, slow down. You will realize, and Rashad loves this too, you'll realize you're a much better man when you realize that every pussy does not deserve your dick. Men and women, same thing. You will realize that you are a much better woman when you realize that every dick does not deserve your pussy. It will take you to a whole nother place. It will take you to a whole nother dimension. It will free you up. Wow.
Yeah, it will. I mean, just like, I mean, people may need to understand, man, like on everything real, I mean, people live for other people. If you living to impress somebody that don't give a damn about you, who are you living for? It ain't for you because they don't care what you do. You can fall out and die right now. They're like, well, since dead, who gives a shit? And you spent your whole life trying to play the part to keep with the Joneses to make somebody else smile. Ooh, look at her. Look at him. So to me, you the damn fool. Not being mean or rude, ever saying that. Just think about it. My whole thing is I want to get you to think, people. I mean, we've been doing this thing for way too long, and we have no progress. I mean, look around you. Look at our kids. Look at our adults, man. I mean, some of the kids have more sense than the adults do.
Than the adults,
And it really just, man, it touches me in a way. I'm like, you know what, man? This, in 2012,
right.
Y'all talk about, you know, hey, slave roll with. No, it's not. I mean, it's not over with. I mean, come on now, people.
And the sad part is we're enslaving ourselves now.
Exactly.
The machine is running itself.
The machine runs itself.
The machine runs itself.
I hear people all the time give me these conspiracy theories and stuff. You know, oh, okay, that's cool to be aware of certain things. But think about it. The same stuff that you convey to me, our people are doing it with their own free will. So what do they need to do that for? That don't even make sense.
Makes no sense.
Dudes still killing each other. I mean, the gangs are still being played. So you are the conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the conspirator because you ain't trying to change. So, hell, you can't blame. You can't push that blame on nobody else. Because that's one thing I tell people. If you can be in my circle or be so-called cool with me, one thing you gotta know is when you live in this lifestyle of called consciousness, you are responsible for your actions. And a lot of people don't dig that because, you know, it's easy for anybody to say, you know what, I'm just a, Lord, forgive me. Okay, you didn't learn nothing, but you keep doing the same stuff over and over again. No, you have to be responsible for your own actions.
You have to
control your own destiny. Don't have no scapegoat. That's what you're doing. You playing along with it. That's why I don't have a lot of friends. I don't need a lot of friends because people, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not cocky. I'm not rude. I'm not arrogant. I'm saying because
I don't either.
My bottom line is I'm not going to reward ignorance.
here's the thing about that. I'll say that about something. Let me say real quick about having a lot of friends. You feel the people around you that are or may be your friends. When you reach a higher place about yourself, you'll see your real friends, and a lot of them you will eliminate from your life. That's what happened to me. You will start eliminating people from your life when you are looking to elevate yourself somewhere else outside yourself. And let me get this in. We are running out of time in the forum, but I know for a fact that there is recording at the end of the show, so if the show cuts off, it will probably continue to record. I hope so, because I want to give this to the women as well. I did part for the men. Black women have also been raped repeatedly throughout history. And when I say raped, I mean physically and spiritually raped. They continue to be gang raped by mass media, especially our black women. Our character has been assassinated. We continually are looked upon as we're not even as valued as some other women in some other cultures. And it continues for black women today. Our position as goddess and nurturer is being erased, literally being erased. So I wanted to give that piece to the women as well, for the men to understand that, you know, when you see these women out here, like I said, every woman you meet does not want to be fucked, no matter what she's wearing, no matter what she looks like, you know. And usually, no matter how hard she's throwing the pussy at you, there's something else going on there. She can't articulate or tell you specifically what it is that she wants from you, but she's reaching out in that particular aspect. And like I said, we don't want to get deep into it. It's probably a whole another show. This is going to be a part two to this show because it's very profound. I think, Rashad, I so appreciate you lending the insight from a man's point of view into this topic. I didn't realize it was going to go that deep. People, if you're downloading this show, you missed a great live show, but I really recommend downloading the show and listening to it if you're out there listening by phone. If you didn't get a chance to come over into the chat room, it's okay. This program was for somebody. This show was for somebody. It's very deep, very interesting information. We are running out of time in the forum, so we're gonna wrap it up for this show, but we will be back next week with Enter the Love Zone. Do not forget, Sunday, February 12th, same time, same place, we will be back with Enter the Love Zone. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about love like you've never heard it before. We probably said a little bit of it here today, but we probably got into a little bit of it here tonight. But we're going to talk about love like you've never heard it before. Is it eluding you? And do you really think that it is possible to find love or not? And why? And we're going to talk about that a little bit and get into some aspects of what people think love really is and what it really is not. That's going to be interesting, too. We've run out of time in the forum, Rashad. I believe this went over time and recorded. At least I hope so. But we will be back next week. It's all about love. I am your host, Donna Raffia. I forgot my name. This is so deep. And I am in the forum with my co-host, Rashad. Rashad, thank you so much for being on the air with me tonight.
Oh, no problem. You know, I love doing this. This is why I'm here. So,
yes.
You know me. I love it. So
we're going to come back and we're going to do it again next week here in the Crown. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to pay some love to Mama Etta on our way out. This is Etta James' rendition of Cheating in the Next Room. We love you. It's all about love. We'll see you back here next week. Bye.
meet her somewhere alone. The love is no longer there. The woman of his heart no longer cares. It's best to call it quits and go our separate ways. Kisses.